This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I picked a bad time to pop a Ritz cracker in my mouth, didn't I, Todd? No excuse for that. Know what time the show starts. And
did Mom teach you not to talk with your mouth full?
I'm really looking at the clock and just thought I'd go for a little snack there. And then Manny says, you're live. And all of a sudden, I'm going to chomp quick. Just the life in the day of a talk show host, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see the things that we have to do here? I tell you what. Welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. It is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, thank you very much. 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, and of course, five states, two Canadian provinces. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains is AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Broadcasting from our studios on South University Drive in Fargo. There's also, of course, KLTC 1460 on the western edge in Dickinson and KTGO, so every corner of North Dakota and beyond covered with the What's On Your Mind radio network. Glad to have you along on the program. It is Congressman Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall Hour. We do this most every Wednesday and have for quite some time, and enjoy your opportunity to talk one-on-one with the member of Congress, your lone representative in the United States House of Representatives for North Dakota. You simply call us, and we prefer the calls, honestly. Allows for, good back and forth dialogue. 800-228-0550 is a toll free telephone number. 800-228-0550. Locally at 258-0550. 258-0550. And then also, you can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or me at Scott H. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. And let's see, what else? Oh, I guess you can text us. You're never afraid to do that, are you? 367-2054, text us, or 226-8503. We're waiting for Congressman Cramer to join us here momentarily. Busy week in Congress this week with all the spending bills, a lot of things going on. So I look forward to catching up on all of that. And then, of course, your questions on so many issues, many of those already coming in. Yeah, we're waiting for Congressman Cramer to join us. And until he does, your calls, questions, comments, certainly welcome on anything. Texture says, Scott, I thought I'd let you know how our weather is in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota today. It's a little off today, but we can live with that. Notice we did not have snow. Disclaimer, don't show this picture to Robert Mueller. I might get charged with lying. The photo, Todd, would you fairly describe it as a summer scene? They got people laying on the beach there. They got the boats out. They got a nice sunny day. I think we have a little fib here. I think we have one of our listeners pulling our legs. Don't you? Yeah,
I'm thinking.
Something's not right. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. The Talk Radio Town Hall is on. I was just saying you have a busy week in Washington, the least of which is getting the spending all sorted out, right?
It's amazing to me that time after time we have to go to the brink of the deadline to wrap these things up, Scott. But it seems that, I guess it's human nature, right? You're going to negotiate for everything you can get until the negotiations have to end, and they have to end at a roadblock or at a cliff. And so here we are toiling over, lots of little details. I say little, I mean, they're big to somebody, including, riders on taxes and energy and environment and specific projects. So like border walls and immigration reform and all those types of things. So, it's understandable, but it continues to be frustrating at the same time.
Yeah, one of those, of course, we've been following related to the tax reform bill. It was the 199A expensing issue related to co-ops who were initially, the idea was hold them harmless in the tax bill, and they ended up with a sweetheart deal out of it. And it sounds like they're not giving up easily on going back to the way it was intended. Huh?
Well, it is, and that particular issue, I've worked very hard on the fix. I've spent a lot of time in the, you know, with our leaders, including the speaker. I've spent a lot of time with senators, and you know, the news this morning is that the minority leader Nancy Pelosi in the House is opposed to the latest, they call it the grain glitch fix, which has actually been on the table now for probably close to a week or maybe an entire week. That both sides have agreed to. By both sides, I mean both the the private grain dealers and the as well as the co-ops have agreed to. But she doesn't agree to it, so that's been a problem because, of course, an omnibus can never passes with a straight party line vote because there are just too many blocks of people on both sides that won't vote for an omnibus. So that is one of the issues holding it up. But I don't think it's the only one holding it up. But Leader Pelosi is, in fact, right now the main obstacle to the grain glitch fix, which is so important to North Dakota's economy and to North Dakota's ag economy.
Amazing. Calls, questions, comments, bring them on. We have some that have already come in, and we'll get to them. I did want to start with a caller that called at the end of the program yesterday. I'm sorry, last week, that we just didn't have a chance to finish with. That was Tom in Bismarck, and I said, Tom, I hate to do this, but we're out of time. We'll call you back so you can finish your comment to Congressman Kramer. He had called about disagreeing with you politically, sharing something in common with your son Ike, and wanted to make a comment about that, Tom. So I apologize we didn't let you finish last week. The clock wouldn't let us, but we'll let you chat with Congressman Kramer now. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. You caught me off guard this morning. I was involved completely, and I wasn't listening to the program either. I'm sorry to say, that's okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I had mentioned about the commonality that I shared with your son and having a liver transplant and also being in long-term recovery from alcoholism, and any work that you can do, and of course our prayers go with you and your family in this really tough time, and lots of other people in this country are silently suffering under these things. So anything you can do in your position would be of great benefit. So,
Tom, I appreciate that so much. I think you and I just touched on the topic last week of the stigma that's associated with this disease. And what's often the case is that the disease of alcoholism or other types of addiction, is sometimes, while it's a disease itself, it's sometimes a symptom of other diseases, of mental health issues, whether it's depression or anxiety. And you know, my background, a lot of people probably don't know this, my bachelor's degree from Concordia College is in social work, and I served a couple terms on the Mental Health Association Board of Directors. And the champion of all champions in this regard is our First Lady, Catherine Helgus Burgum, has been so tremendous, and she's the perfect testimony to it because, of course, she has used her own experience, her own personal experience, to talk openly in a very, very public forum, obviously, and that serves as a great witness to the rest of us who maybe don't talk about it so much, and her willingness to talk about it, I think, empowers a lot of people to talk more about it and hopefully to feel more comfortable, make more people feel comfortable talking about their illness and, frankly, to seek help. And so I think that's the great contribution you make, Tom, frankly, in calling the show expressing your empathy and your understanding, because when you do that, you put yourself out there and as a testimony and a witness. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate it and appreciate the good wishes from people from around the country who've had this experience and are having this experience that Chris and I are having right now and our entire family. So I'm just really grateful for it. And Scott, I don't know if you've had Catherine on the show to talk about her experience, but as you know, she has created quite a stage to talk about the stigmas associated. And I would, like I said, I would add not only addiction, the stigma of addiction, but the stigma of mental illness in general. And we've done a lot of work in the Congress, a lot of good bipartisan work in my short time here, both by partisan and bicameral work on mental illness issues. And we need to do a lot more to shore up our mental health institutions and the opportunities for people. But I think a big part of it is, to Tom's point, and that is our willingness to talk about it and to erase the stigma and not view it with the type of perhaps culture natural attitude we've had in the past.
And we have work to do. I mean, after your call, Tom, to Kevin, and we replayed your call a couple days later, I mean, people call and push back on your comment that, as you said to Kevin last time you were on, your son didn't choose this disease. And many people don't subscribe to that theory. They think that, you know, you can have, you know, abuse alcohol and then stop. And they're right. You can. Some people do, but some people can't. They have the chemical makeup or something in their brain that causes them to be addicted. And that isn't something they choose, to your point. I mean, you don't choose that. Who would, for crying out loud? So we have work to do, I think. And we have had Catherine on. We'll have her on again. Anything else you want to say, Tom, before we let you go? Did we lose Tom? All right. Well, I appreciate the call very much, Tom, for sure. Thanks for sharing your comments and your courage. And calling Congressman Kramer last week, we promised we'd put you back on to finish your comments, and we did. Thank you. More on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer coming up after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
back on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall with us today, brought to you in part by our friends in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. I would plan to take advantage of that Best of the West deal, by the way, at Watford City and see the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. Take a little tour around, see how things are going. A lot happening. I mean, that north unit, abundant, watchable wildlife. And really, bring some binocs because you're going to see some great things. Bison, elk, prairie dogs once we melt the snow, deer, golden eagles. There's a herd of longhorns that's in the north unit. That's a real cultural resource that is just unbelievable. So, and the Monahe Trail is there. Just so much to see. It's in the heart of Western North Dakota's premier vacation destination. Check it out right there, Watford City, and tell them Scott sent you. Best of the West is the code you want to ask for at hotel accommodations as well. All right, let's get rolling with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And let's go to some of the calls that came in off air, and we'll get to others on there at 258-0550 or 800-228-0550 as well today. Go ahead and roll the first one, Todd.
Congressman Cramer, is Trump still talking about getting rid of food stamps for a box of food and getting rid of fuel assistance? That'd really be dumb. Does he want to starve and freeze the poor? How can he expect people to like everything some strangers put in a box? Everyone is different in the food they like. If they don't like some of it, it'll get thrown out or given away. When the box is empty, what then? Starve? At least the people on food stamps can make it last all month. They can pick what they like. People with fuzzy stomachs need to be able to go to the store and get what they can eat. People I know who get commodities don't eat everything they get if they don't like it or can't eat it. Hope you are against that. We'll talk Trump out of getting rid of food stamps and the fuel assistance or stop him. It could also hurt small-town grocery stores. I pray your son gets better soon. Bye.
So a couple of issues there that the caller raises, and they're good, timely issues. I haven't heard a lot about it, frankly, from North Dakotans, but what he's referencing is, I think it was out of the administration, there was a suggestion that part of the SNAP program, not all of it, but a part of it could be these prepackaged foods that would be delivered to SNAP recipients. And again, it wouldn't be the only thing because obviously you can't prepackage fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables or fresh meat, things like that, which a food stamp recipient would also want to obviously be able to purchase for their own health as well as nourishment. My sense of it is it's a discussion that's going nowhere. If for all a lot of the reasons that the caller mentioned, one of them is, and I think we always have to be careful about this. There are the business senses. So whether it's a small town grocery store or medium sized or large town grocery store, there's that part of it. The other part of it is that is the dignity, if you will, of the recipient, right? So we always want to be careful that's in place. But at the same time, several people on the left and in the Democratic Party in Congress, while they want to maintain the integrity, that kind of dignity, they at the same time don't want to put any requirements that say if you're 25 years old and a healthy male without dependent children that you should be looking for a job to be on food stamps. They want to object to any type of work or education or workforce requirements for people that receive this help or this safety net from the American taxpayer. And I think that the dignity that goes along with being able to buy your own groceries ought to include the dignity of a job if you're healthy and able to do it and if there's work available. And they just oppose any type of reforms like that. So I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I also think that part of the motive behind some pre-packaged foods going to food stamp recipients is that it provides basic nutritional guidelines, that it meets healthy nutritional guidelines, and that sometimes some of what food stamps purchase maybe isn't very healthy. So it's always a tough balancing act. Like I said, I don't think it's an idea that's going very far, but it was something that's thrown on the table and certainly sparked some discussion. I think the caller, I think he raises some very important and good relevant points.
Thanks for the call. Let's go west of Minot, where Jim has a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Jim. You're up.
Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Good morning, Jim.
First of all, I want to thank you for helping President Trump Make America Great Again.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. My question is what can a person do that is working for the United States Postal Service and is being bullied by their supervisor other than going to HR? Is there anything federally that you can do?
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, Jim. Obviously, there are protections built into the HR system. The Postal Service, as you know, is a little bit of a different creature, even within the federal government, because it's federal, but it's not under the direct jurisdiction necessarily of legislation and whatnot. At least not from an appropriation standpoint. So it's always been a little bit of an awkward one. I would say this: there's a union, right? The postal workers are a union shop, and so that there ought to be that grievance, that grievance protocol within the union as well. So, but off the top of my head, I don't know, Jim. But I'd be happy if you want to do it offline, of course, to get information. And if there's something we can look into, I'd be happy to have my shop look into it.
Oh, I'd really appreciate it,
okay.
Congressman.
No, I'm happy to do that. So if you'll stay online, we'll get your contact information, and somebody from my office will contact you and hopefully open a case for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Hold tight, Jim. We'll get your information from Manny. Just don't go anywhere. LD Fargo for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes, good day to you, fellas, and good day to you, Representative Kramer.
Good day.
Have a good run for the Senate. We're back on the way.
No, thank you.
2 points, if I may. The scripture gives us a good rule of thumb. It says, he who does not work does not eat. I have heard people say that they shouldn't have to work for their food stamps because it impairs their dignity. On the contrary, stand against those devils in that Democrat party. One other thing, too, on these commodities versus food stamps. If they are over 65, we are in favor of giving them food stamps, they who have pulled the weight. But underneath that, give that commodity, because those people are trading those food stamps for all kinds of drugs and alcohol, etc., if those food stamps can be used by somebody else to purchase goods. The Democrats are raising an army against us, sir, on our own taxes.
So important points, and one of the areas that we look closely at, we put some restrictions in the current Farm Bill, actually, that was passed my first year in Congress, and that one is the one that's expiring at the end of this fiscal year, and so, which is why we need another Farm Bill. And we did put some restrictions, and we need to do more in terms of preventing fraud, and abuse, waste, fraud, and abuse, because there's lots of opportunity for that sort of thing in a lot of these
programs.
Finish
the answer on the other side of the break, we have more to do it. Stay tuned for more of the answer after this. Don't go away.
No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
One of the biggest events of the year is coming. Nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace is the featured speaker at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend, preserve, and protect your God-honoring family values, and Steve Dace will tell us just how critical these values are to our state and nation. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call for tickets 701-219-0948.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Acquired by H.A. Thompson and Sons, and I tell you what, they are doing a lot of good work for about 600-plus entities, buildings throughout the Northern Plains, businesses maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems for them, and managing the bottom line for businesses. So if you're looking at bottom line, seeing maintenance costs go up, seeing replacement costs go up, repair, this might be for you. Go to hatandsons.com. That's their website. Watch the video under the commercial link about Link Service. Provides cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to buildings and businesses throughout the region. They're in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Quinn, or Newtown. Minot. Financing available. Free estimates. 223-3393. 223-3393 or hatandsons.com. Back with Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Anything else you wanted to say to LD on the...
the whole waste, fraud, and abuse issue is a very important one in all of the programs, all the safety net programs. And we should always empower, more people, but we also have to at the same time, guard the integrity of the taxpayer dollars. One of the things I'd like to see in this current farm bill, and right now we're, the only real fight or the biggest fight in the farm bill debate, at least in the House, is over the nutrition title. That is where the SNAP and other programs exist. And that is whether we should put some work requirements in, some, very minimal ones, by the way, is what we're talking about. We're talking about able-bodied adults. In other words, not disabled and people that don't have dependent children. So you're not talking about children. I think the age limit is like up to 54 years old. So you're not even talking near seniors. And just that they would, be looking for training for a job someplace to receive these benefits. I don't want it to upset the whole or kill the farm bill, but at the same time, my goodness gracious, it's not too much to ask, I don't think, to restore some of that integrity. But with regard to, the abuse of what one's purchased, I mean, there's some questions now. There's a nonprofit group that came out with a recent finding that, or a suggestion that maybe, highly sugarized drinks wouldn't be able to be purchased, and of course that's met resistance from the grocers and hunger groups and whatnot. And so, even trying to just keep it exclusively for food that's good for nutrition and health is a challenge. And so while we look for this balance of personal dignity and integrity of the program, it's never, there's no easy silver bullets or easy answers. But I think that LD raises an important point. What I'd like to see is that we empower states more. I'd like to see us, if at the very least, do some pilot programs. If not, some sort of empowering of the states through more of a block grant system, and states can, you know, could put in whatever kinds of requirements they want within reason. And I think you'd find a much more efficient and effective program with less waste, fraud, and abuse.
Chris in Fargo for Congressman Kramer. Next. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, yeah. I was just calling about your comments yesterday regarding the $1.3 trillion spending bill. I'm an Army veteran, and
it was definitely hard,
you know, to hear you say that it's becoming a very difficult pill to swallow regarding, you know, spending money on necessary things like training equipment for, you know, veterans or people that are still in the military and things like that going forward. I was just wondering, you know, how could you make those comments when our military is, you know, we need those for protection. We need those to keep our country going and to protect us in this hostile environment where, you know, our president's going off, you know, about Russia and all these other things, North Korea. You know, as a veteran myself, I'm just looking for an apology and a commitment to, you know, spending money on those assets that we have throughout our military branches.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for your service. And second of all, you should be thanking Donald Trump for insisting on this very large and much needed increase in military spending in the Republican House and Senate, because for the first time now in 10 years, we're actually providing, well, it's the largest pay increase for our military men and women, and they deserve it. It's much needed, and we've got a lot of catching up to do. We're also adding $80 billion in spending for things like equipment, as you pointed out, aircraft, training, ships, submarines. We're being greatly outspent by some of our largest adversaries, particularly Russia and China. And with regard, and I appreciate you raising the issue of Russia and North Korea, because as you know, previous presidents have been kicking the can down the road an awfully long time. Barack Obama and Democrats scoffed at Mitt Romney when he suggested that Russia presented a significant geopolitical challenge. Several presidents kicked the can down the road with North Korea, sort of sticking their head in their sand as though it's never really going to happen, and here we are facing a nuclear North Korea. And then, of course, Democrats sanctioned the nuclear arms program of Iran, of all things, and are trusting the Russians with Syria's chemical weapons. It's just an outrage. So there's no question this spending bill, we are, and we're forced to, and we're glad to, frankly, to add all of that spending into it. So with regard to my comments yesterday, I think you might be confused by them. You might have read a news release out by the Democrat Senate Campaign Committee trying to twist them around and saying that I objected to those. Of course, I don't object to them. I've supported them. I supported them in the budget. I've supported them in every appropriation since I've been here that we've had the opportunity to do that, even when the Senate didn't agree with us and wouldn't go along with it, and when we didn't have a president who would agree with it and go along with it and shortchanged our military, which is why we're seeing airplanes falling out of the sky and ships running into each other and running into you know, other things and sinking. And we've had many, many more deaths by accidents than we have in combat in the last couple of years because of previous lack of spending. So I'm very proud of the spending increases on the military. The pill is getting hard to swallow, of course, has nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is that we are selling the deficit spending on that, but we're also adding all kinds of other things that, you know, at the other end of the discretionary budget, and that's the problem. The defense spending is our highest priority. It is our first priority in the Constitution, and of course, for hawks like myself, it is our most moral obligation. So I wish we could actually do more. The problem is this is only for 2 years. We need to continue this kind of spending to get back at even keel. We want to make sure, our goal is to make sure that when our men and women in uniform go into battle, that it's an unfair fight, and that the lack of fairness is not on, you know, to our detriment, but to our enemy's detriment. So that's what we're trying to do in this spending bill. Hopefully the negotiators can get things wrapped up here by the end of today so that we can get to it and get it voted up on the floor. But I think you might have read a Democratic mischaracterization of my objection. I don't object to it. I plan to vote for the spending bill, as well as the fixes that we've been able to get in it for things like the grain glitch and hopefully for Western fire protection.
Well, then you made a comment about, you know, our soldiers' lives and things like that. I mean, look at Iraq, look at Afghanistan. And then look at the training injuries. I mean, people died fighting for their country, so I'm pretty sure more people have unfortunately passed away as heroes than what you're kind of going after there.
And then, they're all heroes. Every one of them is a hero. If you died in a training accident, you died a hero. You died defending our country. The problem is that the negligence isn't on the soldier or the airman or the marine or the sailor. The negligence is on the government of the United States for not adequately funding those programs so that they'd have the adequate training, the adequate equipment, and the right types of vessels and aircraft. That's the negligence. They're all heroes, no matter how they die. And when they're serving our country, we want to keep them alive. And that's why you talked about Afghan policy. I was so grateful that the president, President Trump, when he announced his Afghan policy, instead of announcing when we're going to withdraw our troops and how many troops we're going to put in whatever place and then not giving them adequate money and equipment to be safe, our president said, we're going to stay in Afghanistan, but we're going to make sure they have everything they need to succeed in the mission, and we're not going to signal our strategy to our enemy. That was a great change from the previous 8 years of the Obama administration, where he told the enemy everything we were going to do, and they waited us out. So,
I have to say, when you say mission, you know, I served under a president that said mission accomplished when I was still in Iraq, and the mission wasn't over then either.
No, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you.
All right, Chris, thanks. We're going to keep rolling here. We're pretty much covering the same ground, so we'll go to Dave in Sterling. Dave, you're next.
Hi, Congressman Kramer. How are you doing?
Hi, Dave. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm a little concerned about this budget. It looks like President Trump is not getting his wall funding in there, and I'm very concerned because if our guy, Mr. Trump, can't get this done in his tenure, then it's never going to get done, and it's all over with. And I would rather see Washington, D.C. get shut down for a year than to keep going on and on with this this issue. And I realize the military is impacted when Washington shuts down, but is there any way of getting around that so the military gets a little bit funded if we shut D.C. down?
Yeah, it's a great point, Dave. Actually, I wish we could put the military spending on as a mandatory funding mechanism. As you know, our overall budget, 70% of it is not discretionary. It's mandatory. The other 30% that's discretionary, half of that is military. So when a government shuts down, even a partial shutdown, it affects everybody. But it not only affects the military, but it affects Homeland Security as well, which includes, of course, ICE, and it includes border protection. And so while I appreciate your sentiment, I'm not sure that I can agree that a shutdown would get to the point. I will tell you that the funding of the wall is one of the last major issues that's preventing us from passing the spending bill, because, of course, Democrats don't want the funding of the wall. Here's what frustrates me, Dave, is that we have a bill and much of what the president's presented in his four pillars that provides what you want, and that is funding for a wall. And it provides what the left wants, and that is a path to citizenship for DACA recipients, or what they call dreamers. It provides interior protections, and it which I don't know how anybody could be against. It provides a much better legal immigration system as well. And so I'm frustrated by the fact that everybody wants everything they want on their side, but not willing to give the other side something what they want. I think the president's brokered a very nice compromise that gives everybody some of what they want, and we just can't seem to get Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to go along with that. So I think we just have to stay at the negotiating table and find those things that people agree on. In the meantime, I think people have to call their representatives and let them know that they're tired of sanctuary cities and violent criminals going free and a wide open border.
Dave, thanks for the call. We're up against the clock, so we're going to take a break. We have one segment left with Congressman Kramer. 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments. We'll continue after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profits opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All North Dakota checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required nomination form and agreement to serve form and submit both to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd. These positions are open to all individuals without regard to race, color, national origin, gender, religion, age, disability, sexual orientation, marital or family status, political beliefs, parental status, or protected genetic information. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To download the nomination form and agreement to serve form, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Vince, big month of savings to go in March, right?
Yeah, it's our national hot tub financing event, which is through the remainder of March, which means you can get 60 months no interest financing on all hot spring hot tubs, and including the Ace saltwater hot tub, which is fantastic. It means you can get into a hot tub for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Wow. 2017 models right now, you're moving those out still with big savings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a few 2017 models left where you can also save big bucks and get into the wellness of hot water at the same time.
Hot tubs, patio furniture, game tables, saunas, and remember, when you use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you, you save up to $2,800. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry!
And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck too.
Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bunch of texts we've not had a chance to get to, so I'm going to go rapid fire on some of these texts. 258-0550 with your calls for Congressman Kramer. We had a caller yesterday for Kelly Armstrong ask about why the USA bases in Afghanistan are so close to opium fields. And I'm not sure he was able to answer, but somebody said today, hey, please ask Congressman Kramer that, and whether the senators are getting kickbacks from opium sales. How do they all get so wealthy after becoming senators? And then we got a text from somebody who said, hey, I've been there, and I've guarded those opium fields, and they're all owned by Karzai's brother. So there's just a few pieces of what we've got related to that topic.
Yeah, and I would hesitate to even start down the path of it just because I don't know nearly enough about it to comment intelligently about it, except to look into it. You know, we're here. We are in a very far away place, in a very different place, and I'm not there, so I don't. Scott, in all honesty, I just don't know enough about it to comment, but we'll certainly look into it.
Another text here. Farms are getting bigger and bigger. Rural America and small towns are dying. Most of the farm program dollars go to the large farmers who take over smaller farms. How will you reverse the trend and repopulate rural America?
Well, I don't think it's up to the government to repopulate rural America by mandate of any type. You know, one thing about this country, it was built on and continues to thrive on private property rights and the rights of people to, you know, to purchase property and to grow things on that property within the law that help not only feed themselves but feed a hungry world. Walmart, there are no laws that prevent Walmart from coming into a town and building either. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I mean, the world economy, as the population grows, the world's population is growing and all those people eat. And we have the grand opportunity in the United States of America to grow more food than we consume. And the efficiencies of that have led in the farm industry, just like it has in every other industry, have led to more consolidation and growing the size of farms, but also growing more food on the same farms. The equipment is larger. Technology presents more opportunity to get larger yields. The safety net follows the food and not the farmer. I think maybe that perhaps there's some basis in this text or this email that somehow the safety net goes to the largest farmers. Well, obviously, if, an insurance claim goes to the largest insured entity of any type. So the safety net that we build, we always try to build it based on the food. We want to ensure the food, that the food can be produced. Whether, 1,000 acres is farmed by one farmer or two farmers, it's still 1,000 acres of food. And we need to make sure there's a safety net there that ensures that whoever's farming it, whatever family farmer is farming it, continues to be able to stay on the land and produce a crop year after year.
Texter says, I would like you to ask Kevin what the deal is with rural mail delivery. Our mailman in the Almont area delivers when he wants, and if it snows or rains a little bit, he doesn't deliver. I want to know if there's any law about on-time mail delivery.
I don't know that there's a law about on-time, but what there are laws that do, and I've always supported them. In fact, I believe I recently signed on to an amendment or a letter here to try to keep rural delivery, the 6 days a week rural delivery tradition going. But in terms of a single issue or an individual complaint, again, hopefully there's some sort of protocol for doing that. And if an individual wants me to check into something specific, I'm certainly happy to do that. Whether it's a mail carrier or a particular post office, we can certainly inquire.
Another texter, is the South Border Wall ever going to get built? I doubt it, considering the Senate makeup and recent special elections looking like a knockout for leftists this November. The rejuvenation of America was short-lived.
Oh, I wouldn't give up on that by any means. This is a high priority for our president. It's a high priority for a majority of the Congress. We continue to keep it in the forefront. We've been able to do some additional funding, and we did that in the most recent bill, and it's in the budget, and it continues to be a point of a lot of negotiation as we speak today. So I would not give up on that at all. And if it doesn't get built, here's the interesting thing. Since Donald Trump became president, there's been a virtual wall put up by virtue of his enforcement of the laws that were not being enforced previously, that Eric Holder and Barack Obama and others in the Democratic administration previously, they just said, hey, let's not enforce those laws. And we had an influx of a lot of dangerous illegal immigration into this country. But Scott, we also have a lot of legal immigration problems in this country. I mean, the fact that we have high-skilled doctors and medical professionals and engineers that live in North Dakota, work in North Dakota, contribute to our economy, contribute to our health and the services of our economy, who can't get green cards or who have to go back home and touch base, and they have a 70-year waiting list for being able to achieve the next level, that's unconscionable to me. While we try to find ways to make illegal immigration legal, we ought to be working with our existing system that matches the demands of our economy. So There are a lot of issues surrounding immigration. Whether the wall gets built or not, I think I just don't want to, you know, make people, I don't want to discourage them. I want them to encourage me as we continue to fight for a wall and put it up where it's needed and whatever other technologies we need to, you know, to keep bad people out and be very welcoming to the people we want in.
Another texter says rural mail around Newtown and Stanley is awful too, not just during weather. So you got a little another data point on rural mail delivery there based on the previous call. So something else to take under consideration. And a few other texts we didn't get to. Good reason to get those calls in early on in the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall with us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scotty. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Don't forget, Vice President Mike Pence will be campaigning for Congressman Cramer's run for the U.S. Senate next Tuesday, Fargo. God bless.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.